This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. So here's the deal. As I said in the open, we do our little pregame, I call it, in the open, and then we relaunch the show. And all our radio audience meets with our TV audience. And what I said was that two of the most important things ever in this Trump administration happened today. Number one, Supreme Court allows the Trump administration to enforce the rule called the public charge that bars green cards for migrants using taxpayer-funded social programs. I say it on the show all the time. I love immigrants. Can I say it with more passion? I love immigrants. I love you. I want more of you. Studies prove that immigrants are the lifeblood of America. In many cases, they earn far more money than Americans born in America earn. If they come here legally, and if they don't come here to live on welfare, to live on the public dole. But too many immigrants are coming here on welfare to live on the public dole, and Trump's going to put an end to it. And so it was a 5-4 decision. I keep telling you, the Supreme Court, you know, it's not perfect. Justice Roberts, not perfect, but this time he ruled in our favor. If we could get that seat of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that's a 6-3 lead, and we'll always win. Always win, even when Justice Roberts goes against us. He's a wild card. I don't trust him, but he voted with us this time. The public charge rule is alive and well and legal. And the Supreme Court has lifted the nationwide injunction that a judge in New York imposed. The U.S. Supreme Court gave the go-ahead today for one of President Trump's hardline immigration policies. I don't call it hardline. I call it common sense. Allowing his administration to implement a rule denying legal permanent residency to certain immigrants deemed likely to require government assistance in the future. It was a 5-4 vote. The court's 5 conservative justices, including John Roberts, carried the day. I told you so. The number one thing Trump did that will cement his legacy for life is all the judges, all the conservative judges in the federal courts, and the district courts, and the Supreme Court. Good news. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Man, that is the difference in life or death for business in this country, and for the border in this country, and for conservative values in this country, and for preserving the United States Constitution. Trump is the hero and should remain the hero for decades to come, centuries to come, of every conservative in this country. We are little by little taking this country back. Great job, President Trump. And then the other big thing that happened today, equally big in my opinion. I keep telling you that we've got to find a way to end sanctuary cities. You know, when you talk about Democrats in the impeachment hearing discussing whether Trump broke the law, Democrats break the law and violate the Constitution every single day in every sanctuary city, every sanctuary block, every sanctuary county, every sanctuary state like New York and California. Every second of every day they're breaking the law. They have no respect for the law. They spit in the law's face. And so we have got to shut it down. And the way to shut it down, in my opinion, is to go after the politicians. Trump needs to go after the politicians who aid and abet criminals and shield them from the real law, the real Constitution in sanctuary cities, in sanctuary states. And so something happened today. Okay, I thought it was the biggest, I said on this show, biggest news story of the year, I said 2 weeks ago. when a 92-year-old woman in Queens, New York, was raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant. That should have been handed over to ICE, but New York City and their communist, radical, nutcase mayor, Bill de Blasio, refused to hand illegals over to ICE. And this guy goes out and rapes and murders a 92-year-old woman. Her spine, literally broken in half. She dies when she gets to the hospital. That's the way her life ends after 92 years. And today, her relatives filed lawsuits against Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, and against the city of New York. $1 billion lawsuit. Basically, the words would be aiding and abetting an illegal immigrant who killed our beloved 92-year-old Maria Fuertes. Fuertes. And an illegal alien named 21-year-old named Riaz Khan. Illegal alien attacked, raped, and murdered Maria Fuertes while she was walking home on Monday, January 6, 2020. Just like Kobe Bryant. Kobe woke up yesterday, got in a helicopter with his daughter, and had no idea it was going to be the last breaths of his life. No idea the last texts of his life. No idea the last tweets of his life. This woman on January 1st, on New Year's Day, she was 92 and she rang in a new year. What a blessing to live to be 92. Who would know that imagine that six days later she'd be walking home from the store and get attacked by a guy who rapes and breaks every bone in her body and snaps her spine in half and she dies on the way to the hospital. Who would know that was in front of you a week later? But I'll tell you what, the fact that the mayor's being sued personally, the fact that the city of New York's being sued for $1 billion makes me very, very happy. The suit alleges that Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, was intentionally non-compliant with the federal immigration detainer placed on this illegal alien, Riaz Khan, in November 2019 from a previous arrest for assault and weapons charges. And it further states that Bill de Blasio, individually, the mayor of New York City and the city of New York, are complicit with this illegal thug, Riaz Khan, in the attack, rape, and murder of 92-year-old Maria Fuertes. Good stuff. This has to happen, folks, in every city in America, in every county in America, in every state in America, until they learn that you can't allow animals to run free in the streets of our cities who aren't even legal American residents. They have no right to be here. And you're allowing violent ones to run free and kill and assault and maim and rape and violate American citizens. The very core of why you were elected, the reason you are elected as mayor, as city council person, as county supervisor, as United States senator, as congressman, as district attorney, is to protect the American people, legal American citizens, from being preyed upon by vicious thugs and animals who have no right to walk our streets. It's bad enough when a thug and a lowlife, a subhuman animal, attacks a 92-year-old woman who's an American citizen. It's bad enough when the thug is an American citizen. But the ultimate insult is to allow an illegal alien who should not be here, that had an ICE detainer on them, and you refuse, you protected them. You didn't protect the American citizens or this 92-year-old woman. You protected that thug, that animal, that subhuman being that was willing at the age of 21 to rape a 92-year-old and beat her so badly she died. Your responsibility was protecting Maria Fuertes. Your responsibility, Mayor Bill de Blasio, you didn't have a responsibility to protect the thug, the illegal alien. And you gave up that role. And I think this is great news. It's terrible that it happened. I'm sorry for Maria Fuertes. It's a nightmare. It's a plague upon America. It happens every day. Over 2,000 Americans are murdered by illegal aliens every day. And it's time for every single one of their remaining family members to sue the politicians who let it happen. In an extreme case, in many cases now, where they have ICE detainers, they won't hand them over. That's a clear-cut lawsuit. But in every one of these cases, if an illegal alien kills an American citizen in a sanctuary city, even if there wasn't an ICE detainer, it doesn't matter. By by being a mayor of a sanctuary city, you have enabled this to happen. You aided and abetted murder and rape. And it's time to start perp walking, arresting, indicting, and convicting them. But short of that, it's time to sue them and take their money away. The city's money away and the individual mayor and city councilman's mayor away. And how about the police chief who goes along with this, that will not turn over an ICE detainer, a criminal with a detainer, to ICE. I say the lawsuits against the police chief too. Put them all away. And strip them of their money, strip them of their reputation. The people have no reason to respect a mayor or a police chief or a city council that allows animals to roam the streets who aren't even legally allowed to be on these streets. Good news, big news. You won't hear it on the evening news. Also big news on the evening news, devoid on the evening news. You'll never hear this tonight. President Trump's approval rating today back at 50% at Rasmussen. 50%. It was 46% all week. And get this, it's 4 points higher than Barack Obama at the same time in his presidency. And on top of that, in the impeachment trial, Democrats lost 40% of their opening audience. You guys are such jokes. You have no idea what fools you're making, what a mockery you're making of the American judicial system and the American legislative system and the Congress of the United States. You're making fools of yourselves. You're like the kid who cried wolf or the girl who cried the sky is falling. After a while, no one's ever going to listen again. This is all political. There was no crime. You never proven a crime. You never even argued anything that would lead us to even hint at a crime. So the next time there really is a crime, nobody's ever going to listen again. You made fools of yourselves. So nobody's watching. But more importantly, Trump's approval goes up 4 points since Democrats made their arguments for impeachment. You tell me what that means. Democrats, get ready for November 20. Landslide coming. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron abundant. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, one of my favorite fans, Ken, has sent me an email during the break, and he says, War, Mayor Butthead should get his taste of a lawsuit too. You know, I ended the last segment by saying, if you're a politician who represents a sanctuary city and protects illegal aliens over the American citizens, and one of us gets raped, murdered, assaulted, maimed, or even just robbed of our money and our dignity, carjacked, home invaded, you just allowed it to happen. You aided and abetted the crime. You should go to prison. You should be indicted. You should be convicted. Or you should be, and or you should be sued by the citizen that was attacked because you allowed it to happen. You encouraged it to happen. And Ken is pointing out that, rightfully so, that Mayor Pete of South Bend, running for President of the United States, what is it, Buttigieg, whatever his name is, I don't bother with it. You know why I don't bother with it? He's never going to be President of the United States. Mayor Pete, you're not going to be President of the United States. I wouldn't even think you're going to get reelected in South Bend as mayor. The town's a mess. Massive violent crime. Cops hate you. You pitted the cops against the criminals. You took the criminal side. The cops hate you. But I pointed out months ago on this show that Mayor Pete was the original creator of a scam against the American people. In his city, he created a phone tree that dials the phone numbers of all the illegal alien families in South Bend to let them know ICE is coming tomorrow. So lock your doors, stay out of the streets, don't go to work tomorrow, and when they knock on your door, don't come out, don't answer it. This is aiding and abetting criminals. Why is this different than the judge in Massachusetts who told the illegal alien standing in front of her, hey, go out the back door, ICE is waiting in the front, and she was perp walked out by the Trump administration, and she's been charged with a crime, aiding and abetting a criminal, a felon. Why is it any different? Ken's right. Bring it up, Wayne. I've brought it up before. It's time to bring it up again. He's running for president of the United States. Mayor Pete of South Bend is a madman. And he aided and abetted illegal aliens who are committing crimes against the American people. Not all of them. You know, it was a crime to come into America illegally. And in most cases, they also stole ID. Also a crime. But the serious crime is some of them, maybe 20% of them, are felons. They've committed other very bad crimes. It's not a small number. Last year, 156,000 is the number that were arrested for serious crimes in the United States of America. And they should all be deported instantly. Mayor Pete, when you're defending all illegals and warning them ICE is coming, you are defending the felons among them as well, who hurt and maim and rape and rob and murder American citizens. That makes you a very bad character. That makes you a criminal in my book, Mayor Pete. So good job, Ken, for reminding me that we have to call out Mayor Pete every chance we get. Call out every, that Oakland mayor, Libby Scharf, I believe was her name, who warned ICE is coming. But who imagined one of them was running for president of the United States who warns people ICE is coming? Just terrible. It doesn't matter if you disagree with the law. You can't break it and then use it as an excuse. I didn't like the law. If I don't like it, I don't support it, I'm going to warn criminals that the police are coming. What if a Republican did that? Can you imagine? What if Donald Trump, here's the best way to kind of counter it. Compare this to if Donald Trump knew that the federal government was after a rich, white Republican donor, and Trump called him up on the phone and said, they're going to be knocking on your door tomorrow, the FBI, and then they're going to batter your door down, and if I was you, I'd take a vacation to Barbados. What if Trump tipped off a rich, white Republican that the FBI was coming? Wouldn't the President of the United States be in big trouble for aiding and abetting a criminal? Wouldn't he be going against the people of America and against the rule of law and against the Constitution? Wouldn't that be an affront to every American citizen? You're darn right it would. Well, that's exactly what Mayor Pete did. It's exactly what he did. And that could be why Trump's at 50% in approval rating. Democrats are not only not making their case, they're churning off the American people with such radical views out of the mainstream that nobody can stomach what they believe in. And by the way, speaking of radical and out of the mainstream, Bernie Sanders surges to a 7-point lead in Iowa. And who's in second place? Mayor Pete. Who's third? Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren has sunk to fourth place. Nobody likes Elizabeth in her sensible shoes anymore. But Bernie Sanders, number one, with a large lead in Iowa. As I've said on this show many times, if you're a Republican, pray to God Bernie wins the nomination. If you're a Republican, you have a chance to switch for the primary and vote in the Democrat primary or change your registration to vote. Vote for Bernie. Let's make sure he's the nominee. It'll be a George McGovern landslide for Trump.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial in the Senate continues against President Trump, the president's attorney, Kenneth Starr, says the U.S. is now living in the age of impeachment.
Instead of a once-in-a-century phenomenon, presidential impeachment has become a weapon to be wielded against one's political opponent.
Kobe Bryant's pilot received special permission to fly in the fog minutes before the fatal crash on Sunday. Air traffic control audio posted by liveatc.net contains a portion of the audio where the controller says a helicopter is flying too low for them to monitor.
2 Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time.
No response was heard, and seconds later, the helicopter crashed, killing all 9 people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code You.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Allen Roots, raw and unfiltered, to speak Talk with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root, welcome back. I call this my Power Hour, Newsmax TV, and USA Radio combined. Two large audiences on national radio and national TV, and we bring you a great interview now. Earlier today, I had a chance to sit down with Peter Schweizer, the author of Profiles in Corruption. He's the guy that's on the attack against the Biden family, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Frank Biden, all the brothers. Great job. He's the president of the Government Accountability Institute, and I had a chance to interview him about his blockbuster, number one best-selling book earlier today. Enjoy. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root on Newsmax TV here with the great Peter Schweizer. He is the president of the Government Accountability Institute, number one New York Times bestselling author, five-time New York Times bestselling author, but also number one, and resides in Tallahassee, Florida. His latest book is Profiles in Corruption. It has been for quite a while now, number one book on Amazon. Out of every single book on Amazon, it debuted at number one 10 days before its release. And I just looked up moments ago, it was number two in the whole world. But the only book ahead of it is a book about Kobe Bryant because of his untimely death yesterday. So, Peter, you've got quite a big bestseller. I'm sure you're thankful. Great job.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think it speaks to more than anything that people have a hunger for this kind of information, this kind of material, because they want their political leaders in Washington to be held into account. And there's just a lot of stuff that is not being reported. And that's what we're trying to do, report the news that they don't have access to.
All right. So let me ask you a couple questions before I get to the meat of the book, which is all the bad things that Democrat families have done, including the Biden family. Before I get to all that, there's two questions on my mind that are very important. Number one is, how come no one else in the media has ever reported any of this? If it's out there for you to find, couldn't anybody have found it?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, I think, one of the great mysteries to me, why the media is not reporting this. I think part of it is clearly media bias. They're just to have curiosity about certain things, about certain political figures and not others. I think the second one is a resource question, right? I mean, a lot of news outlets don't have the resources they used to have. This kind of work is very intensive. It takes a lot of research. Some of the stories on the Biden family took 7-8 months of research. So I think it's a combination of things. But, you know, we want to fill that role. We think Follow the Money is the oldest and most important story in American politics. And that's really what we do. In this book and in the previous books, we don't use anonymous resources. We all use traceable facts and information about who's getting paid, when they're getting paid, and the context in which they're getting paid by who.
All right, and one more question I've got. I'm very curious after reading all this. Look, some of it may or may not be illegal, quote-unquote. Some of it may or may not be actual fraud. You're stealing taxpayer money. You're stealing foreign aid. It's corruption. It's dirty. But a lot of it, I would guess, is wrong and bad and immoral and unseemly, but there's no law against it. In other words, is there a crime if the brother or the son or the father of a major American political official or politician gets major government contracts from a foreign nation that we're doing business with or he's overseeing? Is that a crime? I know it's immoral. I know it's unseemly. I know it's disgusting. I know it makes me mad. But is there actual a crime? Can you put people in jail? Is there any law that stops it?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. If you back up and you realize that, of course, these laws are written by the very people that are engaging in this behavior, the answer is by and large,
yeah.
A lot of it's not illegal, and they know that. They know where the sweet spots are, as it were, as far as corruption is concerned. They know,
right.
You know, you don't say certain things. I mean, the old, you know, statement that people are so familiar with now, a quid pro quo. They know that you don't want to say, I will do this favor in exchange for you doing this for me. But if you basically say, hey, you know, I'm willing to do you this favor, and I hope we can become friends, and someday you can help me. That's not a quid pro quo, so it doesn't cross that legal threshold. So yeah, you're exactly right. A lot of this stuff is not illegal, but I think it's outrageous, and I think most people outside of the Beltway hate the fact that it happens. And what they simply do is look at the fact that these political leaders come into office, they don't have a lot of net worth, they're engaged in quote unquote public service. for 20 years, and they walk away worth $10, $20, $30 million. And people are very angry about that, and rightfully so.
Yeah, the poster boy for that, by the way, you're talking to me in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's got to be Harry Reid is the number one poster boy of all time, although maybe he's been knocked off the shelf now at the number one spot by Joe Biden. But Harry Reid came into office with nothing, and no one understands how he left one of the richest members of the United States Senate, went for 30 years, he made $175,000 a year, and all his sons are getting rich. And it's all the same type of stuff as you write about in Profiles in Corruption. So, Harry Reid deserves a special place in one of your books, maybe in a future book. That's all I can tell you. Let's move on to this book, Profiles in Corruption, that's such a hot seller because it centers on the corruption, or at least the stuff that smells bad, done by the Biden family. Why don't you let everybody in? Quick synopsis of the Biden family and what they've been up to.
Yeah, people are familiar by now with Hunter Biden, the fact that he had this sweetheart deal in Ukraine, he had another sweetheart deal in China, traveled over with his dad on Air Force Two. But what we found in this book is that there were four other Biden family members who cashed in. So we call them basically the Biden Five. They're like the Jackson Five, but they can't sing. And they're very corrupt. It takes all kinds of different forms. I mean, you have James Biden, for example, Joe Biden's brother, who's involved with this deal involving Iraqi reconstruction. Very briefly, we know that in November of 2010, a longtime Biden family friend, Kevin Justice, shows up at the White House to meet with Biden's office. We don't know what the meeting was about, but we know that about 3 weeks later, Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, becomes executive vice president of this new construction company. James Biden has no background in construction, no background in contracting work. And then within 6 months, this new construction company with the vice president's brother in leadership lands a contract to build 100,000 homes in Iraq worth $1.5 billion. They get other contracts as well. So you have, actions like that. And then you have, for example, more subtle ways in which they've self-enriched. If you go back to June 2011, Joe Biden, Vice President of the United States, takes these two business executives into the Oval Office to meet with Barack Obama. They have their picture taken. They put that picture up on the website to show, the access that they have. The next day, this company called Startup Health participates in a healthcare conference put on by the federal government. And then from 2011 up through 2016, Vice President of the United States Joe Biden goes to conferences and events organized by this company, Startup Health, and gives backdoor briefings to investors and partners with this company. Well, that's all very interesting.
And then you realize, it's amazing.
Yeah, and then you realize one of the three principals is his son-in-law. So it's a complete family deal, and it's outrageous behavior.
Hey, Peter, I'm jumping in just because TV goes fast and we've run out of time, but it would take hours to get into all the corruption in your amazing new book. I just want to thank you for being the guy that did the research that educates America as to how corrupt our federal officials and politicians and politicians' relatives are. Obviously, you don't need skill, you don't need talent, you don't need resume, you don't need experience, you don't need education. You just need the last name Biden or the last name of any U.S. senator, and the door's open. It's scary stuff, but your book is number one for a good reason. Congratulations on all the success. Profiles in Courage, everybody should grab a copy. Amazon, your favorite bookstore. Peter Schweitzer is the author, and he's also the president of the Government Accountability Institute, number one New York Times bestseller. Peter, thank you for coming on the show.
Great to be on with you. Thanks for having me, Wayne.
All right. Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. Hope you get a chance to grab a copy of Peter Schweitzer's book. And later on this year, my book, Trump Rules, another great book that should be coming out right around election time. We're now talking about an October release for Trump Rules, all the great traits of Donald Trump that have allowed him to become one of the world's greatest at politics, at running the United States of America, at capitalism, at real estate, at celebrity branding, at the television business. He really is the most talented human being that anybody has ever seen in our lifetime. Quite an amazing human being. And I followed him since I was a kid graduating college and studied him and tried to replicate his ideas. It's the reason I'm successful today. I owe it to Donald Trump and his traits, and I've identified them all in a new book called Trump Rules. So Peter Schweitzer's book is out now, a blockbuster bestseller, and towards election time, you'll find my book, Trump Rules. More interesting news that you won't see on the evening news tonight. Outside groups for House Republicans raise $68 million, an off-year record. So the Republican Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF, and the American Action Network, AAN, raised $68 million combined in 2019, a record for an off-year. The fundraising haul is significant, particularly for an off-year, because the GOP holds a minority in the House. And as the Political Playbook reports, the amount raised comes as a surprise because House Republicans are in the minority and conventional wisdom holds they don't have a pathway out. Additionally, the CLF raised $32.6 million with $28 million cash on hand, the most it has ever had going into an election year, and twice as much as ever before. And all of this comes at the same time as the Trump campaign and the RNC raised $463 million combined and have an estimated $200 million cash in hand. Remember, last time Trump won, he was literally considered to have no chance to win in 2016. And he had no money. And he was outraged by Hillary as much as 4-1 down the home stretch. Now we're in the driver's seat. A lot of people don't understand that. All right, coming up, a message from my great friend and sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams. His website's vacationrestoration.com. If you're a guy and you've got thinning hair, you're going bald, you are bald, this guy is your answer. Pay attention. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. 1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on Newsmax TV, raw and unfiltered. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what our show's about every night. John from Astoria with a nice email during the break. Hey, Wayne, by the way, you are the only one that could take Trump's place in 2025. And keep this a common-sense country, and keep the fight going on. Root for president 2025 to 2033. I like it, but I hate to disappoint you, but I think the 2024 election is going to be between the nomination on the Republican side to replace Trump is going to be between Don Trump Jr., this is my prediction, Don Trump Jr. and Nikki Haley. Those are going to be the two front runners for the Republican presidential nomination, and unless Newsmax vaults over Fox News and becomes the number one cable news channel in America, which might happen, and yours truly becomes the new Bill O'Reilly of Newsmax TV. Unless that happens, the odds are pretty good that I'm going to stay right here and I won't have the base to run against Don Trump Jr. and Nikki Haley. Okay, so probably I'll be right here and on USA Radio, not running for president 2024, but hey, you never know. I did run for president after having never been in politics in my life in 2008. As a libertarian, and I won the vice presidential nomination, and no one ever thought I had a chance. There were 13 people running, and they were all well-known, and one of them was Bob Barr, United States Congressman. The other one was a Democrat United States Senator, Mike Gravel. They both thought they had it, and I beat out Gravel, and I came within a couple of votes of beating Bob Barr, and he told the crowd, I want Wayne Root as my vice president. This is the greatest presidential ticket we'll ever have, Bob Barr, Wayne Root, and we held our hands in the air. And the crowd voted for me, and I became a member of the presidential ticket in 2008. So you never know. But right now, I think I could do a much better job persuading America to vote Republican and conservative and pro-Constitution and pro-business and pro-capitalism and pro-Judeo-Christian values right here on national TV, national radio, and nationally syndicated newspaper. So we shall see. Thanks, John from Astoria, for the thoughts, though. All right, so tomorrow night, Trump is going to be speaking in my old neck of the woods. I grew up in New York, Westchester County. I spent my summers in Ventnor and Margate and Atlantic City. God, I remember it so fondly. I loved summers in the Atlantic City area. And I liked Ventnor the best and Lucy the Elephant and Margate the best. And Trump is speaking in Wildwood, New Jersey tomorrow. why you'd ever pick Wildwood out of all the cities in America. It's amazing. But I spent my summers there, and more than 175,000 tickets have been requested to see President Trump in Wildwood, New Jersey. Isn't New Jersey blue state Democrat territory? Of course it is. But there are thousands and hundreds of thousands of deep red Republicans trapped in these blue states, like New Jersey and Connecticut and New York and California. Tons of Republicans trapped behind enemy lines. And they just love Trump just as much as we do in red states. And so it's going to be a fun time had by all in Wildwood, New Jersey tomorrow. 175,000 tickets requested, and I believe the place holds under 10,000 people. So it's pretty freaking amazing, as we'd say in New Jersey. Pretty freaking amazing. You talking to me? And they line up 48 hours early to see President Trump in Wildwood, New Jersey. Hundreds in line right now as we speak. Kind of amazing. One more important thing to tell you before the night is up. I see we just have a couple minutes left, Chris. What's left? 2 minutes? 2.5 minutes. All right. So there's going to be an announcement tomorrow at the White House by President Trump. Today, Trump welcomed and hosted Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz. Is that his name? Gantz. Benny Gantz, who are the two rivals for the leadership of Israel. They basically were in a tie. And they're going to have another election. I think it's the fourth one in the last year to try and break the tie coming up in the next few months. But they're both at the White House, and Trump invited them both because he's set to announce the deal of the century tomorrow. I love Trump. Only Trump would make Israel-Palestinian peace to be like a game show. It's like, let's make a deal. I'm going to give you the deal of the century. And, you know, listen, American Jews, don't be mishugana. That's a Yiddish word, an old Yiddish word my grandmother and my oma, my great-grandmother, used to use. I grew up with both my grandmother and my great-grandmother and my mother, all in the same home, two-family house in Mount Vernon, New York. And they used to say, are you mishugana? That means crazy in Jewish. If Jews in America don't love Trump after this, they're mishugana. We're going to see the announcement tomorrow, but in advance, what Israeli newspapers are claiming this is going to do is the offer is going to be Israel is going to get sovereignty in all 100-plus West Bank settlements. 400,000 Jews live in those 120 official settlements. Israel's sovereignty throughout Jerusalem, including the Old City. And the Palestinians, if the Palestinians reject it, Israel would have U.S. support to begin annexing settlements unilaterally. But what the Palestinians will get out of it is they'll be granted statehood. But only if Gaza is demilitarized and only if the Palestinians recognize Israel as a Jewish state with Jerusalem as its capital. This president has done more for the Jewish people than any leader since Moses. That's how good Trump is. If the Jewish people don't get it, you're mashugana. And the Palestinians, they're going to hate this, but they're going to get statehood. Take the deal of the century. My doctor suggests the sponsor of this show. Their message is coming up next, and with this whole coronavirus out there, they have alkaline structured silver that fights virus. Check it out right now. My doctor suggests.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.